Woman are the secret wealth in Cairo. Woman are the secret wealth of the world. Sometimes I say that to myself over and over again. I tell it to myself to keep going. I say this because I know woman cares about different things than man. I am a 62 now. I spent most of my life among the working poor and especially women in Cairo. Did you ever wonder why family is so important here? What else is there? It is the only stability, and women keep it going. The people you see, the woman you see at people's home or doing menial job, they are the main providers for their families, not the men. They pay for them more than the menial job for men, and they pay much more than the police or army work the men get. The woman that they work for her, they pay them well because they understand their position in their families as the main earners. They recognize this. And after a while, you consider them as part of your family and you care about them as family. Every year, 200,000 young people enter the workforce, and every year, at most, only 60,000 new jobs. College tuition is free if you can get into college. The primary education is compulsory. So things getting better for women because more and more register. So that means they can practice rights. It is in the same time getting more conservatives. It is the year of the woman. Although all the male judges voted to ban women from becoming judges. Even though the Constitution says that men and women has to be treated equal. This is really much more telling to me than that many women now wear headscarves. You might think that headscarves means conservativeness. Not for all. Many women wear headscarves for many, many different reasons. So you can't judge by the scarf. It can be for different things. Perhaps that the woman saying that they have tried the Western way, it didn't really work for them. So they decided to do something different. Perhaps the message in all of this that we have a number of contradictory factors at work in our culture right now, is it the message is contradictory? Or the culture is contradictory, or both?